came back to that place this last January, that same man met me. He had obeyed the gospel the next week after we had had those lectures, and he said, "You know what bothered me?" I said, "What?" He said, "When you told me I couldn't obey what God said, or I couldn't amen what God said." When I look and I see what these fellows over in the Baptist church are teaching, and I've listened to their instructors, I've heard every bit of it, the problem is real simple. They believe what God says, but only a part of it. And what we need to do is believe it so completely that we accept all of those conditions and then obey them. God is the one who has power to save. And since he has the power to save, he'll do that only after man has completed all of those conditions. The walls of Jericho fell when? After they were compassed about. That's the same way it is for you and I and our salvation in Jesus Christ. When we do God's will, meet his conditions, what's that called? Well, you know and I know what that's called, is obedience. Now, is that essential? Absolutely. It's been essential in the Old Testament. It's essential in the New Testament. When we look at how God saves by his grace, we talked about a moment ago, the giving of God's will is grace. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Now, I need to hear that. Can I just hear it and be saved then? No, without faith, it's impossible to please him. But is that all that's necessary? No, except you repent, Jesus said, you'll all in like manner perish. And there's a point that's made in Romans chapter 10 with the heart man believes. The righteousness with the mouth, confession, is made to salvation. That's a part of what God has said as well. And then when we look and see what God has said about the matter of baptism, Acts 2:38, we've already looked at, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Or Mark 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Or as we quoted in 1 Peter 3, verse 21, God meant every one of those as well. Now what happens? When we see God's provision and what he said, here are his conditions, what happens? We receive the salvation that's from God. Do I earn that? Did that come about by my work? Look at those conditions that are given. What man is the one who came up with what man is to hear? Not a single one. Scripture is from where? All scripture is inspired of God. He's the one that breathed that. What is it about faith that is what I've come up with? I believe what God has said. He's the one who gave it. I need to believe that. I didn't originate the need to repent. Obviously, if I'm involved in sin, that's not my will. I have to look and I have to change my will. That's what repentance is. God's the one who said I needed to do that. To confess, God's the one who said that. Now, who said be baptized? Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He's the one who said that. He told them, you go into all the world, you preach the gospel to every creature, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. That isn't a work of man. That's a work that's a work of God. When one is obedient to the truth, what happens? 1 Peter 1 says, you've purified your souls in obedience to the truth of the gospel. Now when you did that, you were born again, not of the seed that's corruptible and incorruptible, through the word of God. What happened? Here's the instruction, and here's the obedience. And what happened? Your souls are purified. Now isn't that simple? Obedience is involved in the purification of our soul. It is, because that's what Peter, through inspiration, pointed out. So when I come along and I look at the New Testament examples of conversion, what do I see? I see those exact things. In every single case, it started with hearing, and the idea of when they came initially to salvation in Jesus Christ is when they were baptized. That's what every case in the book of Acts shows. So what do I need to do with that? Do I need to say, well, now this is all I'm going to accept over here, this part on faith? No. I need to obey meeting all the conditions that God has set, because I, by faith, by trust in Him, am willing to be obedient unto His will. What happened when Jesus said, you go preach the gospel to every creature? His plan was, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. Baptist seminary, they said, now look at that. It doesn't say he who is not baptized will be condemned. It says he who does not believe. That's right. Why is disobedience there pointed out? You know, we can answer that by going to Acts chapter 8 real simple, real quick. It says, then Philip opened his mouth and, beginning with the scripture, preached Jesus to him. That's the preacher. Now what happened? Now as they went down the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, see, here's water. What hinders me to be baptized? Then Philip said to him, what? If you believe with all your heart, you may. Where'd he come up with that? He came up with that from Jesus. Jesus had said, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. When he said, here's water, what hinders me? That baptism by itself would have done no good. So what does Jesus say? Jesus said you need to believe and be baptized. And that's exactly the same gospel that Philip taught. If you believe, you may. The eunuch then said, I believe with all my heart that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and he baptized him. Why? Because Philip to listen to all of what God said. And the eunuch listened to all of what God said. And when he did, what happened? He that believeth and is baptized will be saved. Are you here this morning having never obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, but recognizing that God by his grace has